give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. On Wednesdays around this time, we make way and we create some space for us as gents. And we have a gentleman, the K Goodness, the Empathy King, mental health activist for men, founder of Mindful Matters, who lead these conversations for us. And yes, you know, it may not be interactive where we give an opportunity to also respond to what the homie says today, but it's just for you to plant a seed. Okay, it's for you to plant a seed, or for us to plant a seed, for you to take that seed forward and go have that conversation with the gents wherever you find yourself. Abudi Kavi, take it away, Omes.
Good morning, Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning, Fresh FM family. Good morning, my two favorite people on radio, Shaquan and SK.
What's happening, player?
And I think a special good morning to the nation of Namibia as we celebrate 35 years of independence. So, here's to happy birthday, Namibia. Here's to another 35 years of peace, prosperity, and just freedom in all aspects of the word freedom. I think we are very fortunate and blessed to live in a country like we do when you see what's going on in this world. So to be a peaceful people. And then we just...
Sorry about that. We lost him there for a second.
You know, pray and that is the path we'll continue on. Secondly, a major congratulations to our president-elect, Her Excellency Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa. We pray again for wisdom. The wisdom of Solomon is bestowed upon her that, she will lead strong. She will lead boldly. She will lead gently and with a nurturing attitude as the mother that she is. And I call upon all men to stand behind our mother, the mother of this nation, towards greater heights and prosperity. But nonetheless, today is Wednesday. That means it is time for my gents. And that only means K Goodness is on your radio. You know, Shaquan, as a belief, before I continue, we're not doing meals. We're not clear chilling anything. We're not doing that. Neatly cut. Clean nails is genoeg. Hierdie gel besigheid wat julle begin.
Gel with a little bit of stars. But, it's not a bad idea.
It is statistically proven that men are more likely to stay in toxic relationships than women. Now, because majority of the abuse that women suffer generally in toxic relationships becomes physical, it is seen that women suffer more in relationships or toxic relationships in that case. But as men, we are more likely to suffer silently in relationships and take that punishment, that toxicity, because the one thing is that when a man is committed, when a man loves genuinely, he actually gets mad at himself because he now has to commit, he now has to make you a priority. So today's message goes to say, listen, gents, just because you've made a commitment, it doesn't mean if that commitment is toxic, you have to walk away from it. You have to stay there. You can walk away from it. As men, we also deserve a healthy love. We deserve a nurturing love. We deserve a love that takes care of us, a love that prioritizes us, a love that puts us ahead, a love that takes care of our mental well-being. The biggest contributor to men's mental health issues, 99% of our health issues are related to women one way or another, be it our mothers, be it our sisters, be it intimate relationships. Most of our problems are tied to women because of the power or the ability or given to us to be able to provide, to be providers. Now, a lot of women abuse this. And gents, I'm telling you this morning, you deserve a healthy love. Let me call it a healthy love. So as such, you have every right to walk away from a toxic relationship. There are a lot of brothers out there suffering at the hands of toxic women that are abusive, maybe not physically, but they go through emotional abuse. They go through financial abuse. We go through so much abuse, narcissism, gaslighting. We are being put down. You're being broken down by these women. And I am here to tell you today, you have the power. You are in a position to be able to walk away from this relationship, to protect yourself. We know men that have taken their lives because of these toxic relationships. And yeah, man, talk to someone. As we always say, find it. If you don't know how to walk away from this relationship, talk to someone. Find someone that can guide you and give you tips and pointers and help you to walk away from this toxicity. You deserve a healthy love. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been Gay Goodness. Cheers.
I mean, that is just incredible. That is, I mean, that's a lot to munch on. You probably need a second lesson. If you need a second lesson, then it'll be up on our website in the next 5 minutes, and you can ask us for the link, and we'll help you with it. Stick around. Don't go anywhere on the other side. We talk entertainment.